Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Friendly.
Yo, I honestly, I gotta be.
Were you joking when you said let's bring the heat today?
No, I'm no.
Oh yeah, of course.
I didn't know that was a joke.
Play on words. Obviously.
Oh, okay. All right, I thought so. I didn't know.
Legitimately, before we get going, good morning to you guys. I legitimately don't know how I'm going to be able to make it through the majority of this episode without just randomly and hysterically cracking up thinking about Joe. Like, of course, today doing the hot chip challenge.
Dude, so a lot of people don't know because this isn't something that we talked about on the show prior. This is something Correct. That we were doing a stream on by the Bobby Streams Twitch channel. Joe and Jet get into it about playing PGA 2K of who's going to beat each other. They're like a married couple, dude. They fight all the time. And it's so funny. I know you do. I know.
Married
and you are.
Usually do
and he is a rider. He is a rider.
Yeah.
The etiquette's not there, but he is a rider. Okay. But Jet and Joe get into it all the time. So they're arguing about who's going to win. And then finally they decide that the loser is going to do the hot chip challenge. Now, credit to Joe, because he decided to, rather than do it on the Twitch, to take it over to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. So we appreciate
Great
you
call,
looking
Joe.
Out. Yeah.
Great
no, really that's was. Where it should be done.
You're also right. Credit to Joe. Joe ended up just getting annihilated. You could create your character or you could use a pro. So Jet used like Colin Morikawa and Joe took a guy that I just picked called Pro Golfer.
65
like a random
ranked
guy.
Overall. I'm such an idiot.
He got spanked. So Joey D is going to be doing the hot chip challenge during our top five today. So just a lot to look forward to at the end. And as much as I look forward to good content, me and Mikey were texting on the side and I talked to Joe before the show. I am a little bit worried for the guy. I am. Like, I would never be able to pull it off. If you gave me a certain amount of money, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got a price.
That's what the $1 million man said,
but
Bob.
Just to do it after losing the game of PGA, there ain't a price. No
way. Let me tell you something. In life, I think you have to stand by your word. And if you don't stand by your word, then you're a Muppet. And I will say this, that I talk a lot of shit, but I back it up. And I will say this. I have played FIFA matches where I lost when I was at Hogwarts. Loser had to shave their head. Like, I've done shit where I've lost. You got to step up to the plate. Too many people in life just say outlandish things and say, oh, I'll do this if that. And then they pussy out. This was something that was decided upon, whether it was for $1 million or just a handshake.
Certainly not for $1 million, we can tell you that.
Yeah,
I'm not getting paid a dime. But I'm a man of principles, and I lost fair and square, and you know what?
But that's a bet.
Paper comes to pay.
You are paid handsomely by the show, by the Brilliantly Dumb Show LLC, though, right?
Not to put my body on the line like on this challenge.
No.
I'm saying I'm not getting paid an incentive. Like, I'm not going out of my way getting an incentivized bonus.
Can we see the box one more time? If you're not watching on the YouTube, you have to watch on the YouTube. The box looks like, you guys probably don't remember this. Yeah. Maybe there's an outside shot that Joe remembers it. Maybe. Joe, do you remember the videos Faces of Death, that series on VHS when they had like real deaths captured on video?
Yes.
That's what that box looks like. That reminds me of Faces of Death.
Well, you might be adding one to the list after today's episode, Mike.
Joe, is your goal, like, I guess it's to take the whole chip. Like, how are you going to get the chip down? My suggestion would be just throw it all in at once. Don't nibble on it.
But
is that your play or do you have a different
strategy?
Well,
there was no stipulations on to what I was going to do. Now, that being said, I'm not going to take a nibble like a bunny rabbit.
Can't do
I'm going to take either a massive bite, and if it bangs me, my goal is to try to eat the whole thing.
I think you should just, depending on the size of the chip, I would just toss the whole sucker
in
there and swallow it.
I was curious. I got this in the mail a couple of days ago, but for the reason of the integrity, I never broke the seal because I don't want anybody thinking that I tampered with it or anything.
Good. That'll
but
be
I
next
wanted,
yep.
I wanted to look into it to see what I was working with. I think it's like the size of a Dorito. I think it's like, I think that that's what I'm working
with.
Everything is still sealed. Like, you can see the seal here. So I don't want anybody saying, oh, you replace it with a fake. Like, I'm doing this. I'm going to bang myself. I am committed to the fact that this might throw me under for the entirety of the day.
Couple questions.
I got some too.
Yeah. First, how much did that run you, that chip? Would they whack you for
that? Well, Bob ordered it. I ordered it.
Bob, what'd that cost you? That's a write-off, first of all. So that's neither here nor there. But I am curious.
No, it's not crazy. Like $25.
Okay.
That's the thing that what he has going for him, which makes him feel better for him. Not to say that it's going to make it easier, but just knowing that it's over the counter. Like, if this was some dark web shit that you had to get, I'd be like, over the counter. Yeah, like the fact that.
Apparently a kid died doing this.
Yeah, that's
the kid. I read into that article, by the way. That's tragic. It's not funny, but I did read into it. He had a predisposition, like he had like a heart issue that they didn't know about previously. Gotcha. There was like something like medically, like, but still, I don't want to get into that. But that's the whole
one of my favorite internet clips of all time is Shaquille O'Neal. They're on the TNT thing and he does it and he tries to like remain hard after he does it. So it's one of my favorite clips. He takes the chip, he's like, "You must not know what fraternity I'm in, Kenny." And he's like, "What is that, Chuck?" He's like, "Pi Delta Phi till I die." And he goes, "It ain't nothing to me." And then he goes, And then he goes, "What's that, Chuck?"
I thought he handled it pretty good.
He's
to be
like,
honest.
"Oh, it's hot. It's hot." And then he starts crying. It's one of Bone, I don't know if he can play the clip for copyright. It's one of my favorite clips. He's like, "You must not know what fraternity I'm in, Kenny. Pa del for fa."
Second question is, do we believe that if Jet had lost, would Jet actually follow through? Because I have a feeling that, I don't know. Bob, you're saying no immediately.
He said he would, but
yeah,
do you think he would?
I'll be honest with you.
Go ahead.
It might drag out for a while before he did it.
During it, I was hoping that Joe would lose for two reasons. I knew Joe would take it, A, to the Brilliantly Dumb Show, which is where I wanted this thing to live, and B, I knew Joe would do it. I don't know if Jet would have done it. I really don't.
Those are my only questions.
Yeah.
I'm not even really worried about the eating it. I'm more worried about my ass when I have to shit it out, like, the next... we're traveling tomorrow. We're flying cross country to Utah.
That is true. We are going West Coast now.
We're traveling all day tomorrow, Mike.
Yeah, 3:45 flight.
My biggest concern is tomorrow we're traveling cross country to Utah, and I don't know. Like, I try to avoid the bathroom, the stall in the plane at all costs. Yeah. But I don't know tomorrow. I might be in agony.
Could you imagine, Bob, if he blows up an airplane bathroom after a hot chip challenge and he's got no choice? Like, that is a nightmare. That's a movie right there.
I am a believer, though. I feel like farts don't smell on the plane. I have really passed some gas on planes. There's something they put in the air, though, that really suffocates the fart. Now, D-Man can lay out a couple bruisers, though. So D-Man with that chip in his belly, he can lay out an absolute fucking spanker.
This poor guy, man. We got to lighten up on him today. He's laying it all on the line for us today. I don't want to hear for a while...
That like anything, like I'm putting my body on the line for this.
I did have a side bet with Bob of over under how many consecutive episodes after this one you're going to mention the fact that you did this challenge. I'm going to say it's going to go for at least a month.
One more episode than the Q-Zip goes. It'll be one more episode. By the way, good Q-Zip. Really good Q-Zip.
See
really
how many nice. Compliments that Q-Zip got in the comments, Joe?
But it bit you like a glove, by the way.
It did.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was really nice. So I mean, stay tuned for that. That is gonna be just, I can't wait. It's like Mikey said, it's hard to do the show without it. Joe's talking about like the seals on the chip. Who is the guy who did on ESPN? We got a seal here, a seal there. What does that create? A canali. On ESPN, he used to do the Merrill Hodge.
Merrill Hodge. Something happened with Merrill Hodge and he got like blacklisted. I think because he disappeared, didn't he? Like, he just one day he was gone. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what happened with him, you know.
I like Dan Orlovsky, I think, is good now.
UConn guy. Yeah, Dan Orlovsky. Yeah. He's good. I Dan Orlovsky won me over when he posted that clip of his son who's autistic, and
yeah, that was cool.
That was fucking awesome. And then I was just I don't agree with everything Orlovsky says, but once he did that, he won me over.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
You know what I used to use that for is when I would travel to Canada and I'd have like the DirecTV, like for the Sunday football games. When you go to Canada, it wouldn't work. So if you put the ExpressVPN in, it would bypass it. And then you could watch it when you're in Canada, a different country as well.
Yeah, J-Bone used it, I think, when we were in Punta Cana. I think he used it and it worked really, really well. My cousin actually is in London and I think he's only going to last a year. He just moved out there this year.
Is he not liking it?
He likes it. I honestly think the time difference is just getting to him so bad. He's such a big sports fan. His cousin Kyle. He's such a big sports fan that I think the time difference has gotten to him so bad. I don't even know.
What are the games on? Like, what's a regular, like a 1 o'clock?
Oh, they're late. They're 8 hours ahead. East Coast is 5 hours ahead.
Yeah, yeah, which still is a really big difference. I mean, that
I did it for 3 years, man. It was not easy.
That could get it. That could get really annoying. And Joe, that's another thing. What you said about that. The only reason I was even able to, when I was in Mexico, the only reason I was able to watch the Masters is because somebody had this ExpressVPN thing.
Yeah.
And they were, and I'm like, how the fuck is this guy watching it on the app? It was like blocking everybody's app. Yeah, his IP address. Yep. Yep. So,
and you know what? I used to watch like the Monday night football games would start at 1 a.m. So, like, Packers would be playing at 1 a.m. And then I'd have to go up and get to class the next morning at like 7:30. I wouldn't sleep.
That's brutal.
Dude,
man.
My dad, like he cares more about the Yankees beating the Mets than he does the Red Sox. He's just always had it out.
Really?
For the Mets.
That's interesting.
The Mets game. He will make sure the Mets lose before he watches the Yankees win, but he can't watch the Mets-Yankees games that start at 7. I'm like, Dad, why are you not watching it? He's like, I'll get too revved up before bed. I'm like, well, what time are you going to go to bed? He's like, 8:30, 9 o'clock. He's like, and then I won't be able to sleep. I'm like, you mean to tell me you can't watch a regular season Yankees-Mets for an hour, hour and a half and be able to go to bed? He can't do it because he gets too worked up, he said.
Well, yesterday would have been a bad one for him to watch then.
That was a bad loss.
Yeah, it was tough.
And then a little bit, we could talk a little bit about the PGA championship. I guess we could start a little bit early for the buy or sell because I am going to sell. I think it's getting really entertaining. Mind you, we're doing this on Sunday. So right now, Scottie Scheffler has the lead. We can imagine that he's going to end up winning. Don't know for sure. I think he's got a 3-stroke lead. But I don't know if you guys agree. I just feel like something's missing. Like, the crowd doesn't seem that loud. Like, it just doesn't feel much
doesn't
like a
juice.
Major. Yeah, I don't know. Juice. I don't know what it is. It's like, I guess after the first day, the leaderboard wasn't great. But now you have Rahm up there. You have DeChambeau up there. You have Scotty up there. But even throughout the Saturday when they were there before Scotty really went ahead, something feels off. And I don't know what it is.
Joe?
I haven't watched much of it, to be honest. Yesterday I was in Miami the whole day. So I didn't watch like any of it, but I don't know. The PGA is normally not as exciting as the Masters or the US Open. Yeah. But I think also too, I think at this Quail Hollow, they don't have as big crowd sizes as some of the other venues, maybe. I don't know. I can't speak because I really haven't watched much of it.
I just feel like for obviously the avid golf watcher, I'm sure is locked in and like is watching and they'll do fine ratings wise. I agree with Bob on one thing. I thought the first day the leaderboard was just like, I got to be honest, for a casual golf watcher. Like, I didn't know half the guys on the top of the leaderboard. This Johnny Vegas or whatever, it sounded like a made-up name. I thought it was like one of the names I used to make up at the Breezy Opens. But and then it doesn't have the build or the anticipation of the Masters, obviously. Like, I feel like the Masters is such a calendar-turning event wherein everybody knows about it. It's hyped up, the buildup. They start running the commercials in like February for the Masters. They hype it so much. This just has got, it just falls very flat. There's just like, it just pops up and it's there. And I don't know, it just doesn't have the juice. It does not have the juice of a Masters, obviously, or, you know, a Ryder Cup, or like Joe said, or Bob said, the US Open. It doesn't have that. And I saw a couple people say that. I don't think that's like a hot take. I think that's the right take.
Yeah, I just think it's missing something.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Moving on. We got the keep going with the buy or sell. Mikey, I'll send it over to you.
Well, we're going buy or sell. Let me see here. I'm going to sell something today. And I think that, you know, people are going to get a little mad. I'm selling the Stanley, the cup culture. I'm selling cup culture. I think it went from Yeti and now it's Stanley. And then there's going to be another new one after Stanley and every asshole in the world. And I shouldn't say that because I did get my wife a Stanley cup for Mother's Day. That's what she wanted, one of those.
Says but the guy doing the show me your mug Saturday.
I mean, a coffee mug. I mean, you need a vessel for a mug, Bob. I mean, you need a vessel for coffee. I just feel like I can't picture myself walking around all day and carrying a travel thing with me everywhere I go. These people bring the cup everywhere.
You know.
Go in the store, they have the cup. You go in the supermarket, they have the cup. You go into Home Depot, they have their cup. They bring the cup everywhere. Now for my wife, I mean, I'm happy that she has the cup and I'm happy that it makes her happy. However, I just am selling the idea of, where does it end? Because it started with Yeti. Now it's with Stanley. It's gonna be something else. And people act like it's something new. Like it's something, it's not new. It's not new. You're just hydrating. It's not new at all. I just think it's very silly. I think it's very silly. I could be wrong, but I could never see myself just carrying around something all day long. It's another thing that you got to worry about. You got to clean it. You got to do this. I'm selling cup culture. I think cup culture is out of control. It has nothing. By the way, the comparison to show me your mugs is outrageous. There's no parallel whatsoever. There's a
little bit of parallel, Michael.
That's a pretzel job. I don't know.
There's a little bit of a parallel. I mean, it's but you know, show me your mugs. It's a vessel like a cup.
But the mug stays in your kitchen. You're not bringing a ceramic mug to the fucking store.
I beg to differ. I've seen people bring their mugs on the go. Remember Jerry Ferrara?
That's such bullshit.
He used to film his wife would bring the coffee mug with her.
I would love to do a segment where we just review Mikey's, like, social media activity and like we just
the hardo activity.
Well, I wasn't gonna say the hardo, but being that you said it though, D, I will give you a hardo move that he
Here
made.
We go.
When the Caleb Williams story came out about his dad, he puts out a tweet, he goes, my official thoughts on my official statement.
I'd love
on
to
the
hear
Caleb.
The unofficial statement.
You know, correct. Bob. As if anything he puts out isn't good. It's like not even the Bears are making their official statement.
The Bears can't comment on it because they can't. It's too controversial.
But like people are chomping at the bit for Mikey's official statement.
Do you know, Bob? Do you know how many?
Whoa! Rather than just making the statement, Mikey puts out.
I couldn't make the statement at the time. I was at work, Bob.
Rather than just coming out and saying,
the statement's good. It's the way that he announced. The announcement of the statement.
You got to understand, my phone went nuts. People were fucked. Mikey, what do you think? Mikey, how about this? Bear down. Oh, look at this shit. Oh, he's terrible. Oh, he wants to go to the Vikings. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I was getting inundated. So I said, yes, I'll make an official statement on this.
Bob has
a very short-term memory because before I met Bob, I had the largest Bears Instagram account.
Oh,
the largest Bears fan account on Instagram. So there are still a lot of people that still come to me for Bears sakes, Bob.
I know.
That's true. It's a true story.
I think what he's saying is there's nothing wrong with making the statement. Right. It's that you put in and by the way, you're the worst on Twitter. That's the problem.
I'm the worst on Twitter.
I know. I'm
from
terrible.
From the guy who the other day goes,
I don't know what I'm doing.
I used to love hot coffee, but now I love cold brew. What am I becoming? Or whatever.
Yeah,
that was insane. That was insane, Jeff.
Michael, I have said many a time, have I not, that I don't know what the hell I'm doing on Twitter.
But
or
it's
X.
great. But that's why
I know.
Great.
But I'm saying I don't make it sound like I'm good at that. But I think that like when you put the Twitter and you screenshot it onto your Instagram and then write official statement, that's what Bob's talking about. It's not that you're releasing a statement. I don't think that's what it is.
I have to announce when I'm going to do something sometimes. It's just the way I am.
Yes, I know. And that's your way of doing it.
Yes.
But it is a little hard, though. And
But everything I do is hard, though. So yes. It's just, it is what it is. Like,
it
I,
is.
Just, I just
but we appreciate
continue.
We love, we love
gotta, that's all it is. And I'm not saying, look, I want to hear what you have to say about it. When there's
what'd
a
you
Bears
think about
game,
this? What'd you think about the statement?
I think the statement was good. Like when you then go and speak, people
what was
listen.
He pitching about?
Well, we can get in. Don't get him started.
Yeah, pre-draft interview that he did, and he said he wanted to play for the Vikings. And
correct.
Joe's acting like he doesn't know what the fuck it was. Joe, watch the fucking video. I know you watched the video, Joe. Look at him. I catch him in a fucking lie red-handed. It's
un-fucking
believable, bro.
There's a lot of time.
I love him.
I didn't watch the full thing, though.
Joe knows how to get people going, and there's a lot of times where he'll play dumb, and he knows, and he does it.
Look at this. Look at this toe. Look at that toe, dude.
Look, that
what
seems
the
like
hell
a, like
happened?
A, like a back type of issue. Like, that's just something that's annoying in the sense of every step you take, it's just annoying.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys. I mean, I'm dealing with broken toes here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yes, it is, Joseph. If you don't want to smoke it, you don't have to smoke it, folks. You
but
have
if
to
you
smoke.
Do,
by the
want...
way, speaking about THC, Bob, I told Nicole, and I'm being completely honest, I'm a little, I have anxiety over the birth coming, like, and everything. I think I might hit a big edible before I go.
No,
in.
That's not smart,
dude,
Joe. That's
I told her, Bob, I'm not making this up. You could ask her. I told her, I think it would take a lot of ease off. It would make me feel a lot better. I would be. Mikey, you're shaking your head like
because
you think it's
like
terrible
Joe,
idea.
because you got to think like if you're feeling that, imagine what she's feeling.
Yeah, that's where
he's so calm.
Yeah, but right. She doesn't want to hear. She probably doesn't want to hear like you know. I'm gonna be stressed out.
Need
like,
a little something to take the edge off, babe. A little. Look,
I would.
I'd be in a good mood. I'd be supportive. I'd be happy. I'd be dialed in.
You've been there. I haven't been there, but I would assume like when you're in. The emergency room when that's coming, you're kind of walking on eggshells where it's anything you say, you got to be so careful. I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you have to realize that like, well, number one, you do realize that like once this baby comes, like you become a lot less important. You do realize that.
He ain't gonna realize that, dude.
Like you're looking at me like that's like a revelation.
Who's not important? I'm not important.
You become less important when the child enters the world, Joe. You realize.
Well, the child becomes my priority.
That's right.
But you become less important too.
Correct. You get that, right?
It doesn't diminish my life value because I have a child.
Nobody's diminishing your value or what you bring to this world. I certainly will never. But what I'm saying is your family. You've created now a nucleus, a family nucleus, right? Now, when that baby comes in, when that baby comes into the family nucleus, you like the baby gets elevated. You stay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You stay here. You don't. You stay here. Baby goes here, right?
Yeah, and Nicole, I agree with that.
And now, but I'm going to tell you this for the period of time from when Nicole goes into labor to the recovery after birth, she's also up there with the baby and you remain down here. That's yeah. You got to keep that mentality.
But you know, what does that have to do with me doing an edible?
I think here's what I think.
Here's what I think is going to happen. Doing the edible could jeopardize the process.
Do you know what's going to happen? I think.
Go ahead.
I think that baby's going to come home. I think it's going to be the first day where Joe's going to be like, I'm playing Bear Lakes in the National today.
Yo, fuck you, Bob. How do you know? By the way, it's just Bear Lakes. It's not Bear Lakes.
No, he's not lying. Babe, you know the Aloha is next week.
Well, no, the Aloha has been put on hold because of the child.
Wow, we postponed the Aloha?
Yeah, it might have to be. It might have to happen later in the year.
Bearzall's got to be pissed about that.
He's not thrilled about it, but he understands. He's going to try
to push. He's a dad, though. Bearzall's a dad.
Yeah, he's going to try to push for like a November Aloha.
Can't believe the Aloha.
One of my favorite moments was us and then FP finding out that Katsi talks about this prestigious like Aloha Open, this insane trophy that they have, and finding out that there's three people total.
There's four now. There's a foursome, Bob.
There's three people that play in it now.
Four annual contenders.
But then Mike.
And by the way, Bob, if you ever joined, you'd see it's the time of your life, man.
I'm not diminishing the Aloha by any means. And then Mikey doing the one playing Cherry Crest. Oh, can you do one for Mikey?
We're over at Otter Creek Leftway Bridge here in beautiful Ontario, Canada, folks, for day two of the Aloha Open. Day two. But Joe, listen, in all seriousness, I just think that taking the edible the day of your child, I just think you want to be in your real set of mind for that experience. You don't want to be distorted at all.
Don't want to have anxiety that rubs off on her.
But it's good anxiety though, Joe. That's good anxiety. That's not bad anxiety. Everything's going to go good. Positive vibes. It's going to be good. She's going
to
be fun.
I'm on an edible, I'm a real fun person to be around.
I know that also. I know that very well. But I mean, like, we're not going out to watch the Eagles. You're watching the birth of your child.
Well, look, I will say this. If Nicole agrees to it, then fuck it.
She didn't think it's the greatest idea.
Right.
That means don't do it. That means don't do it. I wouldn't do it. Because that's the nicest way of her saying it.
I'm worried I'm going to panic in there.
But to what degree, though?
Well, I would be kind of a mess, too.
Michael, I had a call the other day with the doula, they're talking about stuff I don't even know. Nicole's like taking courses. She's up to speed. She knows all the stuff that's going on. I was out in left field.
I still don't get what a doula is. Somebody needs to explain to me
what a doula is. So there's a midwife and a doula. A doula is like the person who helps you have the baby, like there to walk you through the process.
Like the nurse.
Yes, but she's not delivering the baby. She's there. Like her main thing is to be there to support Nicole through it. And she just goes to dozens of these births. That's her job.
Almost like a mental coach in a way.
Yes. Yeah.
Got you.
Listen, you don't need to know the X's and O's of this. You don't need to be like the John Gruden of childbirth. Like
you're talking about the disbanding of the umbilical cord.
All you gotta do, this is your only job, is just be there, hold her hand if you're allowed to, if you're allowed in the closet.
Yeah. I'm not going below. I'm going on top.
Just say, babe, you're doing great. Babe, go. And just support her that way, and you're good.
I have a tell cue what, sign that I was like, when she struggles, I have to put my hand around her and say, you got this. That's my cue. I memorized.
Is that
I put
what
my
you,
hand around her. I
you
say,
memorized
you got
what? Saying you got, you memorized.
No, like, I love you. You got this. That's my, I forgot my phrase that I'm supposed to use to help her.
I thought you memorized it.
I just said it.
Okay. All right.
He did.
This isn't like he's reciting lines from The Departed. He's got to remember lines.
I told you, I'm very, very anxious about this, Michael.
I see that.
I got anxiety about this. It's not something that you do every day.
Well, let me tell you something. If you really, go ahead, Bob. Sorry.
Well, I'm just going to say, my mind just went to getting this doula on the podcast after it all goes down, just to talk about the experience.
Just to talk about Joe, nothing about the baby.
Of course, but just to talk about what she thought about Joe, like how Joe handled this.
That would be great.
That would be fucking awesome. Now that
I think she knows that I'm not, I don't think she knows that I'm, I, she don't think I got the sauce, I don't think.
Okay. She's done this a million times, I'm sure. She's got enough characters.
Oh, yeah, she delivered like 7 babies. Yeah, in the last
but
week
Mikey,
and a half.
I will say she ain't run into a Joey D, though. No, that's the only thing.
I felt bad. We had a call with her the other day and I hadn't eaten all day. So I got up to get like these pretzel bike things that I got now. And I was like, those things are great. I had the buffalo flavor sauce. Oh, they're unbelievable.
Really?
But I was eating them, and then I was thirsty, so I was getting up to get water, and I was like back and forth. And Nicole was kind of like looking at me like,
"I like those sourdough honey mustard infused pretzels."
Oh, those are great.
Those are fucking fire, dude. Those are really good. A lot of good pretzels out there now.
And listen, I don't understand how we don't have a pretzel sponsorship yet. I mean, it's one of the flagship phrases of the show.
Yeah. I know. You think Annie Ann's would have been on the call a long time ago.
Right. Well, maybe we got to reach out. Maybe we got to do a little marketing. Any I might send an email. Hopefully, they're not on the corporate retreat, and we could get. Maybe
that was great. When Mike was saying they were on a court, we couldn't hear
that's
back.
What
from
I was
Wendy's.
Told.
He was saying that they're on a corporate retreat.
That's what I was told.
If there's like nobody in Wendy's.
They're all out of office. They're all triple O. Triple O.
They came through though, and there's talks of Wendy coming back because I would love. Wendy to come back. Sometimes there's times where like I want to talk about McDonald's, but out of respect to Wendy, I don't do it. It's like McDonald's has these the chicken selects back, the long ones.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude, Joe, were those not?
Oh, those are the strips.
Fire?
The strips.
Yeah, those are. Yeah.
Dude, those are. Now
they
I
have
know
like a chili mayo sauce too.
Yeah, it's the chili cream. It is just delightful.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But Joe, I think you get your hands on some Lucy's instead, and maybe that takes
maybe that's
we are gonna get absolutely just slammed this week for the ads.
Well, we're giving a long show though, Bob, and I mean not for nothing.
We're also giving an event.
Yeah.
This is like a pay-per-view event.
Yeah, this is right up there with Tyson Paul. I feel like Netflix
might
could have
be
done
more
this
exciting.
One.
To be
I
honest.
Think it will be. That,
we always
that bullshit.
We always boast of like how we do so many episodes in a row, how consistent we are. But like, it's the easiest thing in the world. We Bob, stroll up about? On a Sunday and just light up the community, just talk shit the entire time. Now, with that being said, there are a lot
of podcasts. It's hard to nail down times though, Bob.
That's
And by the way, we've been putting out bangers for weeks.
That's true. That's true. I mean, Joe's ruining his Sunday for the show. So we will say
he's
really
potentially
is.
Ruining his next 2 days for
I'll tell you
show
what,
because
the PGA Championships, it's not gonna do it after this chip.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, Joe, are you going to have like any like are you going to have like milk on standby or anything?
I got a lineup of stuff, so I will show when it's time. Good. I got a whole.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
I have the whole accoutrement, Michael, ready to go.
Say with just the podcast side of it. Do you have any podcasts I watch though that they don't? They're so inconsistent. They don't put out the episodes weekly. Like that's why you give a big shout out to guys like Part of My Take. Big, they've been doing it for 10 plus years, and they don't miss any episodes. People know every Monday morning that that's their show. And if you miss a Monday morning, they're going to tune into something else, and then you might lose them because they might like the episode of the next thing that they listen to. Yeah. So shout out PMT because they're inspiring of how
like the gold standard.
Yeah.
Gold standard. And I mean, and they're so anal about it too. Like if their episode, it's the same with us though. I see it all the time on Twitter. Like if there's a technical issue and like an episode doesn't get dropped first thing in the morning, because the audio people are on Twitter like savages in the morning. If that episode doesn't come out at 6 or 7 in the morning, whenever it comes out, people lose it because that's like their routine. They go drive into work, they listen to the show. And like when it doesn't come out on time, and same thing with PMT, like Big Cat goes out there and he'll put out a whole thing like it's coming. Everybody just relax. Like It's we appreciate the loyalty for sure.
Too, they get it out Monday morning, so they wait till the end of football Sunday, the end of the night game, and record then. And I think they do two episodes a week. But like Mikey said, they're the gold standard when it comes to that. But we still have to finish our buy or sell. So I do want to send it over to Joey D for the buy or sell.
I'm on buy. Mikey knows I tried this earlier this week. It was actually Nicole tried an inspired recipe from ours truly, Holly. And it was like this arancini rice casserole dish. And I wasn't sure how it would be, but I, after eating, it was so freaking good.
Yeah.
And I have to go back. I said this to Mikey earlier, is that the casserole dishes are so fucking good, and they don't make nearly enough plays. Like, they don't get nearly enough airtime as they should. And I'm buying back casserole dishes. They're so good. A lot of these, Bob, the one that your mom made, that string bean casserole dish for the Thanksgiving, would have that any day of the week. And it's like, for some reason, we have lost sight of the casserole dishes. And it's like, people act like they don't want that, but it's like, I would dedicate one night a week to a casserole, like a different casserole. Dude. And I was saying to Mikey, you can put it in the fridge. The next day you have it, it's even better. It's like a lasagna. It's like the next day you have lasagna because everything becomes infused. It works. It's congealed. So good.
Yeah.
Is that the word, congealed?
I think, yeah, congealed. And but casserole is one of those things where, like, I feel like there's not a lot of leeway in terms of, like, if you miss on a casserole, it's a nightmare. But if you nail it, it's so good that it's like, you won't find, like, that's all you'll eat. Like, that's like, it's like the main event of the table. If it's nailed correctly. So string, I haven't had a good string bean casserole in quite some
time. That's what's wild with the string bean casserole. My mom does make a good one. It only comes around on Thanksgiving. So to Joe's point, I don't know why you don't see that more. I don't know why you don't see stuffing more for the people that like stuffing. There's a lot of things that you don't with Thanksgiving.
Cranberry sauce.
Sometimes. Cranberry sauce. Now, with that being said, I love arancini balls. I think that would be right up my alley.
Oh, Bob, you would have loved this thing. It was like a lasagna made with, like, arancini.
Maybe if we go through with the UFC, maybe I'll have Holly whip up the real deal.
Oh, Bob, I was so Nicole nailed it. Her cooking is getting so good. And like, it's one of those things. It's like, Mike, you said, it could either be a real hit or it could be a miss, but it was so good. And it's just one of those things. The next day you have it, you warm it up, it tastes even better.
That's like a lasagna is really good that way. Chinese leftovers tend to be really good. Mm. But the other thing I don't disagree with, people say a lot of times that pizza is good the next day. I totally disagree with that. I think that's a wild take.
I think if you're saying, some people are just obsessed with cold pizza. People love, like, laid out like cold pizza, like that's like a thing. But in terms of reheating it, it's like you can't microwave it because it destroys the integrity of the crust and the undercarriage completely. It's got to be put in the oven. 100%. The
only way
to do it. I saw somebody puts it in a pan and Bob, you see that?
Yeah,
on the stovetop.
This guy showed it. If you search it, I was like on a YouTube video or something. I saw it. And it keeps the crispiness of it, but it heats it up. It was genius.
I'm telling you right now, we are on a generational run of pizza at this house. Like, in terms of just, like, every week we've been nailing, like, just an incredible pie week in and week out. It is a generational run of pizza.
Guys. How many weeks?
Pizza Friday. Every Friday we've been doing it, and it has been fucking hit after hit. And
are you doing different spots?
A couple different spots for sure.
Mike, you got to first off, the Fighting Bees, that is true. From what I see, they nail pizza. But we don't have the luxury that you have, Mike.
I know.
There's this place in Jupiter called Abitz, which is from...
I haven't tried that
yet. So good. But we have to rely on it to travel like 30 minutes. So if you get it there, it's got to be unbelievable. But in Jersey, it's just every corner. It is. So we just don't have that luxury. But the Viting V's do nail pizza without question. They're very, very good with the pizza. But the people with the leftover pizza, what I have had for the first time with Rolly is the cheese pizza with the cold cheese on top of it, a cold slice.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, where did you have that? I just saw that on Instagram.
Long Island?
That was in Long Island. So the pizza was really good. And then they put the cold mozzarella cheese over it. I thought it would be ridiculous. It actually is very, very good. So I respect that play.
I saw someone do a review of it, but I thought the place was in Pittsburgh for whatever reason. Could be. I could be wrong about that. And I saw it and it looked grotesque. It looked the eye test is tough.
Yeah,
on that.
It doesn't look as good.
Because it looks like a Lunchable. That's what it reminds me of. It looks like which is frightening. But the guy did say what you said, Bobby. He said, optically, I don't know if I could get through this. And then he tasted it, he's like, it's actually pretty
good. That's good.
Yeah.
I never had that.
What does grotesque mean?
Grotesque.
Oh, okay. What is grotesque?
Like a good time to.
I was just going
to
say.
Seems like a good time to segue to our Ask Bob for the week. Grotesque means disgusting, Bob.
What a scumbag, dude. But he's right. It is a good time to go over into Ask Bob.
Yeah, it is. All right. This week, Ask Bob.
Music.
There you go. Joe, I'll start us off if you don't mind this week. Now, Bob. This is a question about an acronym, right? An acronym is abbreviated like the NBA, National Basketball Association, right? Acronym. That's what an acronym is, but that's not the question. What does, now, Bob, you know, obviously FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation. What does the acronym CIA stand for?
Oh!
Central Intelligence Agency.
Wow. I'm telling you, man. Yo, this
Bob
guy,
has been good, man.
He has been, bro. He has. Me and Joe talked about this. We both did. Now, FBI, we thought obviously you would get that, you know, FBI a little bit more prevalent. I feel like everyone knows that. But CIA, we had some real doubts. That's another one. That's two for two. I've been.
All right. Well, here's where we stomped the guy. Okay. I thought, you know, he wants to
just destroy me now.
Yeah, but like I refuse to ask like a question that's like really like it's got
to
be like.
I'm not going to either, Michael. I'm gonna ask this.
Yeah, I will say in fairness to you guys, the questions have been dumb in a good way. Like they're the right questions to ask.
Okay.
Bob, this week for the Ask Bob segment, I would like you to go ahead and name me the five major oceans.
Yes, it's a really good one.
Now, if you can't get five, that's fine. Give as many as you know. So, I mean, five would be ideal.
What's the floor, Joe, that he's got to get? Three, should we say?
I think he should get three at the least. I don't expect him. One of them, he will not get for sure. But, like, I would think he should at least get two. I mean, two, Michael?
Yeah, he's going to get two.
I think three would be the standard.
Pacific is one.
Pacific and Atlantic.
There's two.
Yeah, that now.
Now we're cooking now here with some gas.
Now it gets.
You got to try to give an answer. Like, you can't just say, I don't know. You got to give like at least one guess of another one. You got two. Right now, if you finish two out of five is a failing average.
If Bob gets three, he's over halfway.
We'll say he passes three.
Do you think the average person would get over three?
I think the average person would get three on the nose. There's two that are kind of like, maybe. I think people would get three, though. There's one that's pretty prevalent.
There's one named after a country.
There is.
And he's not going to get it.
No.
There's one named after a country in Asia. How about that, Bob? That's a good clue. And there's one that resides where near Santa Claus lives.
Yes.
And Antarctica?
Well, I mean that's you know, that's a country.
The Gulf of America now?
No.
I'm not going to get it.
No,
China,
no.
China Sea? Gulf of China?
No. That is a country in Asia. And I also, I boofed too because I said that Antarctica is a country. It's the continent. I'm fucking stupid also.
That's good. You bailed me out.
Yeah, there you go. I bailed you out there.
But so you got Atlantic and you got Pacific.
Yeah, that was...
There is then the Indian Ocean.
See,
that was the one I was trying to get.
That I thought you would got. Get
that.
Yeah,
that was the one I thought I was trying to give you. It's a name
the
of
the China Sea.
The China Gulf.
I did not say Yo, I did not say the
Gulf.
China.
He said the Gulf of America.
The Gulf of China. It was the last one he said.
Did I say
no, he said China Sea.
But then he said China Sea.
You know what I was going to say? Like the Red Sea or
That would have been a better guess.
Yeah, that was bad. Fuck me, man.
So there's the Indian.
Should have got there's that.
The Arctic Ocean.
The Arctic Ocean.
And then the one that no one would have gotten was the Southern.
The Southern Ocean. Yeah, the Southern Ocean. Nobody talks about the Southern Ocean. You know?
Southern Ocean is like left off the map. No one talks.
Really is.
So what's the Indian Ocean, Bob, I thought was the one that was low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, hearing that, that's one I should have gotten for sure. Tough showing. The thing is, when I didn't know it, it's like whatever comes out of my mouth is not going to be
that's what. That's what the gold is, though, Bob. That's yeah. when the real juicy.
I tell you what, though, I in fairness to like, yeah.
I mean, listen, we didn't ask for all five, Mike. No. We asked for three.
No,
yeah. But he got the major two, Atlantic and Pacific. So it wasn't like it was a complete strikeout, Bob. But I think I know. I know the area, Mikey. If you
geography.
Ask, geography, if you ask biography, I'm gonna do a math question coming up.
No, that's tough, man.
Those no, but it's like Johnny had four apples.
Yo,
like kind
fuck
of some
off.
Like
don't
I think it would be a fun one.
Don't you fucking dare. Yeah, math.
Well, you know what,
right.
Bob, you got banged, but now it's time for me to get banged.
He drilled the CIA. I mean, he's three of his last four. I don't think
he's
complain about that,
yeah.
Bob. That's 75%.
You know, post I did years ago that did really well. I should do it again.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
He has the thing on his head.
I remember. And I remember years ago, I'm stoned as hell. Not that that's the excuse, but it adds to it. Some of the answers that I give, like
you should just repost it.
There's a couple
about, it's so good, man.
There's some on like the Bible, like some Bible questions, and I just blurt out an answer. It's tough. It could be a repost.
Think it should be, to be honest.
I am not above a good repost.
All right, I gotta get the milk out of the fridge. It's time to do this shit, man.
Okay, here we go.
I'd like to talk to Bob off with you not in the room.
Yeah.
All right. Excuse yeah, I'll go fuck myself.
Yeah.
Please excuse me. This is gonna be unbelievable, Mikey.
Dude, I listen, number one, for the food challenges that I've done for this show, I would do those over again than do what he's about to do.
Is that so?
I'd rather just do insane volume than have to deal with that. Because that is something that just doesn't like, yes, the volume stuff stays with you for a while, but this is a different animal.
I agree. I look again, I know it's a content play, but there is part of me that is actually very, very worried for him. Like, I just don't want to fuck up like his day. And also too, I can't.
Oh, his day is fucked. Ruined. His day is fucked.
I can't think of a worse thing to do than go from Jupiter, Florida, from PBI to Utah the following day.
It would have been ideal if I had nothing to do tomorrow rather than travel
like,
across.
I guess you're right, Mike. I'd rather do like a Bob to Sports challenge than do what's about to take place. Like
I said to Bob, I said I'd rather do like the Spanky's challenge again than do what you're about to do.
Oh, for sure.
I really would.
Are you still bloated? Are you still the Spanky's record holder?
Sure am.
That's amazing. Sure am.
All right, I'm going to show you guys what I have here. So we start, I am going to be handling this like it's like, you know.
It's the right thing to do.
Because apparently people have touched their eyes after handling the chip.
I'm getting
and
nervous.
It's fucking a nightmare. So I got disposable gloves. I got your everyday 2% gallon milk here. I might be chugging this little Pepto. I got Tums for the heartburn. And then I got the old spit bucket. So because I've seen people,
it's just a fucking cereal bowl, man.
Well, I thought he was gonna spit into like China, like it's like nicest thing. You know. I think before we get going though, we do need to really have just a moment of silence and appreciation for the D-man, because to do this is really he's sacrificing his day and look, it'll be really interesting for the show, but it really is. It's very commendable.
It's going to suck, man. And you know, the next 3 hours, I just keep tags.
Three hours. This is going to be
more?
Joe. This is going to be, yeah, Joe. This is going to be
with
you. And
also, too, he's going to be eating. So, you know, the teeth are coming out, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to. Yeah. By the way, you don't want that shit in the teeth to stay in there.
No. That's what
I mean. That'll just stick in there.
Oh, man. My God, man.
There they go.
All right. So the teeth have come out. We highly, highly recommend you going over to the YouTube platform to go witness this. So here's the deal. He's going to be doing the top five with it. And today's
last week again.
He's red hot on the top five. No pun intended. He really is. He is red hot on the top five. He's catching me. The D-Man one, I think I came in last, Mikey. I never know who came in second. Mikey, in second, I think.
Yeah.
So, Joe, so what we're going to be doing is top five child nostalgic items. It could be food. It could be any nostalgic items, a game, a board game, any nostalgic items, which I think the committee may have to step in from time to time.
Sure.
But Joe's going to be doing his top five after taking the chip.
I'm very concerned that he's not going to be able to do a top five. I don't think he's going to be able to speak.
Well,
I
already broke a glove. Fuck.
This is going to be, dude, my adrenaline is like.
He is a bull in a china shop.
He
dude.
Is. There's also a chance he eats it and it just doesn't affect him. You know what I mean? I don't think that's going to happen.
There's a world, Bob, where that happens.
Now, we did this with Jersey Jerry. By the way,
you have to. This is the Red Hot Reaper Challenge made from the hottest peppers in the world. That is the Carolina Reaper and the Trinidad Scorpion. I don't even know
You just say Trinidad Scorpion one
Trinidad
more time.
Trinidad Scorpion.
One more. Joe, you say.
We are so fucking dumb, bro. This is the dumbest show of all time, bro. The fact that we do this
one more time, please. Three. Can you repeat it three times, Joe?
Which one?
Can you say Trinidad Scorpion back to back three times?
The Trinidad Scorpion. This is the dumbest show of all time. The fact that we do this for work is just we have the dumbest life ever, Bob.
Dude, I'm getting worried. All right. So,
I'm going to break the seal on this thing.
Wait, Joe. But before anything, where do you want to pick?
I would like to pick at three. So, yeah. I'm going to get the Pepto ready.
What are you going to do with the Pepto, Joe?
I might chug it, Michael.
Maybe you should pregame with a little Pepto. You ever think of that?
That's not bad either.
Maybe you coat the stomach first with a little. Yeah. Yeah,
I like that a lot. This is going to be absolutely fucking bananas, man. Oh my God.
Dude, here we go.
Okay, so Joe wants to go.
I want to go three.
Mikey, where do you want to go?
I'll go one, I guess. It's fine.
Mikey's going to go one. This is going to be
Oh my God,
five.
Man. They even give gloves.
There's gloves in the box?
Yeah, so you don't touch it. Look.
Maybe you should use those gloves. Those are the special gloves.
Mikey, it is what it is. Oh my God. There it is, boys.
That's a big old.
That's a fucking bruiser, dog. Oh my God.
Can you show that up to the camera again, please?
Okay, here it says what to expect: mouth on fire, runny nose, watering eyes, a lot of swear words. That's what it's saying down. This looks horrifying.
And Joe, can you hold that up? Okay.
Oh, boys, this is going to suck.
Oh my God. All right. Okay. So Mikey's picking first. Joe's picking third. I'm second. Here it comes. Joey D's going to go ahead and eat the chip.
Where do I open this? Oh, I'm nervous now. I'm actually nervous.
I'm nervous for him, dude. We highly recommend heading over to YouTube to watch this. Joey D's going to go for the full chip here.
Oh my God. Here we go. All right. Fuck, man.
Oh my god, man.
All right.
I'm so nervous, dude.
This is gonna be so bad.
Oh my God, he fucking housed it, bro.
Oh my God.
How we doing?
All right, go, Bob. You got to start.
Okay, Mikey, it's on you.
Who's first? Come on. Oh, my God, boy.
Mike, you got to go ahead.
All right. Give me I'll take Super Nintendo. Super Nintendo.
Fuck, I wanted that.
Okay. Give me Dunkaroos at number two.
I'll do Disney movies.
Disney movies? Can you do a movie, Mikey? Yeah, all right, yeah. I'm not gonna
give me a break, Bob.
Yeah. I'm not gonna fight.
Oh my god, it's so fucking hot.
He's getting milk everywhere.
Okay, Joe, you get another pick.
You gotta go again.
Fruit roll-ups.
Okay.
Oh my god, this is agony.
Okay. Give me Mario Kart.
He already gave Super Nintendo.
No, it doesn't matter. I can still do Mario Kart.
Whatever. At this point, it's fine. I'm gonna take those shark gummies. I'm gonna take the shark gummies.
You got another pick, Mikey.
Yes, I do. Give me Saturday morning cartoons.
Yo, that's not an item. That's like an overall.
Get the fuck out of here. He said Disney movies.
Saturday morning cartoons.
That was a lineup. Saturday morning cartoons.
Those who know.
Okay.
There you go.
Give me Game Boy.
Game Boy's nice.
Oh my god, Joey.
Yo, can you hurry up and pick already?
Happy Meals. I'm crying, dude.
No, he's crying. Come on, keep drinking that milk, Joe.
Joe, you got to pick, buddy. Man. You're taking forever.
Oh, I'm crying.
Wait, Joe. Go to the screen again. Let me get that for. Okay, Joe, your pick.
Gushers.
Good one. Good. Really good. Does he have another pick, Mikey?
No, I don't know.
No, it's you.
Okay.
Oh my god. Oh.
Give me Choco Taco.
I hate milk.
Me too, man.
Give me wrestling figures.
Okay. One more there, Mikey.
Oh yeah, shit. Give me the old, dude,
he's doing really good.
Yeah, he is doing really good. You're fine. You're fine. Go ahead, Bob.
How does it feel, Joe?
Like hell.
Dude, this is gruesome. It's hard to watch.
It is.
Come on, Mikey.
Oh, sorry. Give me.
I think I'm through the worst of it.
Oh,
I think I'm okay.
Are you? You're good?
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
And I'll take.
This guy's struggling more than I am.
I am.
I think I'm okay, Bob.
I'll take dodgeball. Like playing
bad
dodgeball.
Bad pick.
Okay.
Give me Super Smash Bros.
Is this my last pick?
Yeah, yes, last one there, yes. Dave.
I'll go with Super Soakers. You know, like the ones that you...
Yeah, I know what a Super Soaker is. Yes, the way
he said it, too. All right, Mike, if you could read off the list, and then I just want to do a check-in on the D-Man.
I went first. I got Super Nintendo, Shark Gummies, Saturday Morning Cartoons, Wrestling Figures, and Dodgeball. Bob's got Dunkaroos, Mario Kart, Game Boy, Choco Taco, and Super Smash Bros. Joe has all Disney movies. That's every Disney movie ever made. Fruit Roll-Ups, Happy Meals, Gushers, and Super Soakers.
Dude, he might do it again.
If I beat you fuckers
under
on this
duress.
Thing,
under he, duress. He under extreme duress.
Joe,
I
how are you
fine,
feeling?
Dude.
I think I'm okay.
Like, so it, do you still feel it in there?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Still...
Oh, my mouth is on fire.
And does it just sneak up on you?
No, it doesn't sneak up. It hits you like a ton of bricks, Bob.
Really? So is your mouth like numb right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think he's fine.
I'm okay.
He did better. Yeah, he did better. Fine. He's not a real human being. It goes down to the fact that he is just not a real human being. And that's really all it comes down to.
Do you feel like, is your whole body hot? Like, are you sweating?
No, it's just my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm sweating a little bit, but it's my tears and my mouth is numb. But I honestly, I think I'm okay.
Clap it up, Mikey. I mean, that's just tremendous. It really is, dude. What an impressive
the dedication, display. The love, the passion.
All right.
There. You do see, I mean, I got tears streaming down
see
my
it.
Face.
Yeah, we see it. We see that it. Has Your face is swollen. It's like red swollen.
Well, it's because I'm fat.
All right. That has been another edition of the Bill and the Gum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.